Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ready for the Fulatana. 12th para is complete. Surah Yusuf. Ahsan al-Qasas. The most beautiful of stories, most excellent story. People that are beautiful leave beautiful stories. Ra'aytu Yusufa bis sama'i thalitha fa'idha huwa qad utiya shatrul husn. I saw him perhaps in the third sky, and he has been blessed with half of beauty. That is, say for example, the entire beauty of the world had to be divided. Then Yusuf al Islam had half the world's beauty. You see one ordinary Makoti, and you go head over heels, right? Yeah, the man had half the world's beauty. Can you imagine what type of beauty he must have had? Half the world's beauty. And why won't anybody be infatuated? And why won't people cut off their hands when they see him? So the story of Yusuf alayhi salam and Zulaikha is not an ordinary love story. It was something else. Because you don't hear anywhere in the world, you see beauty and you cut off your hands. You know, they had gone off their minds. They couldn't contain themselves. They cut off their hands. But there's so much of beautiful lessons in this whole surah. نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ بِمَا أَوْحَيْنَا. In the process of the revelation, we relate to you the best story. So it's a revelation, and the Jews had sent some people to find out from Rasulullah ﷺ the story about the person who lost his son in infancy, and he grieved and grieved until he was blind. So can you relate the story? But they want to test the Rasul, not supposed to be doing this. But on that occasion, this entire surah was revealed. نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص. إذ قال يوسف لأبي. يوسف الإسلام relates a dream to his father. We understand that it is the work of the junior to relate his halat to the senior. إذ قال يوسف لأبي. The work of the junior to relate his halat to the senior. And if the senior is such that he is not just the physical senior, but he is a spiritual senior as well, in the case of Yusuf alayhi salam and Yaqub alayhi salam, then it's not just the physical senior, but he's physical as well as the spiritual senior. It's emphasis upon emphasis. This was the style of the Sahaba Ikram. Any new development, they would relate. And that life became so easy. So easy, so enjoyable. Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, was accompanying Hazrat Mawthanvi Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, and Hazrat just stopped for a moment. He pulled out a piece of paper and he wrote something and put back into his pocket. So then he asked Mufti ji, jante ho tumne maine kya kiya? Do you understand what I have done? He said, nahi, ab bataiye. Zehn ke bojh ko, dimag ke bojh ko kagaz mein muntakil kar diya. There was a burden on the head, there was a weight on the head, I just transferred it onto the paper. If I left it on the head and I have not written it, then the weight, the burden would have remained on the head. Now, I'm quite clear that it's already preserved. It's preserved for this paper. I don't have to be concerned about it. So when a person keeps the problem for himself and he doesn't understand that he's taking additional weight, that weight will become stress, he'll get distressed, he'll get into anxiety, worry, etc. A lot of things can happen. But the moment he transferred it to the elders, you know, my elder knows about it, inshallah, when I've done it in the way Allah Pak wants, so there'll be a procedure, there'll be a way out. So that's the way out, that the junior will relate his halat to the senior. رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ عَشَرَ كَوْكَبَ وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ رَأَيْتُمْ. Then it's a dream, and the dream is a different realm altogether. They call it عَلَمَ مِثَال. So the events that are going to happen in this world, there is an عَلَمَ مِثَال where it is staged before it can happen here. So you will see things that may be of a physical nature, right, or an abstract nature, but in a different form. Here, in this world, you cannot see things that are abstract. You can see things that are physical. Right? But abstract things you can't see. But in that world, in the Alam Misal, things that are of an abstract nature also, they have a physical form. That's why you see milk in the dream, then normally it translates as knowledge, right? But now, knowledge doesn't have a physical form. Does it have a physical form? It doesn't have a physical form. But in that realm, it would appear differently. It would appear with a physical form. So, that Alam Misal is quite different to this world. So if someone has the Munasabat and he understands the relationship, say, well, this is what it's referring to. The Rasulullah had seen some oxen being slaughtered, right? And then it was those Sahaba Kiram that were martyred at Uhud, right? So now you're seeing the same thing, but it's being seen in a different form. Oxen being slaughtered, but it refers to the Sahaba Kiram that are martyred at Uhud, right? And he sees the sword, and the edge of the sword is broken down. And then that translates as the shahadat of Hazrat Hamza radiyallahu. And then he shakes the sword and it turns out even better than before. So the Muslim had gone through some suffering and the conditions had improved again. Again, khandak and then a whole lot of improvement. So it has one shape in the Alam Misal, and in this world it would take a different shape altogether. But the world before it happens, that is called the Alam Misal. So a lot of things you find, it has a different form in that world, and here it has a different form. One alim was here some many years ago, so he tells me, I saw a terrible dream. I said, don't relate it then. So I have to say it. So what I saw, I mean, only one daughter, I saw she passed away. My Gabrat. So I asked him, what's your daughter's age? He said about 10, 11, whatever. I asked him, I don't mean to be personal, but has she become of age now? So, yeah, she just became of age. And that's the meaning. Because in that realm, when there is a major shift, there is a change, transformation, the transformation is like death. The transformation appears like death. There is one chapter, right? Right in the back there. Or by the wuzu khana say, right? Not, yeah, that's it. So it appears in a different form there. So you see now, say for example, And this alim had kept the dream to himself. So his mind would have gone in circle, hey, what should happen? I mean, look at his daughter, is she safe or not? He'll go back to his room, he'll come and see. So he is perturbed. But now he related the dream. So when he related the dream, now it's off his head. There's no strain, no stress. What is going to happen is going to happen. You're not going to change the cause of events. It's going to happen. But by relating it, that burden goes off. But the person that's got pride and he thinks too much of himself, he's not going to relate. No, but now what he'll think of me, my mother shall go and relate. But then he doesn't understand that he's keeping the burden for himself. But the moment you transfer it, that your elder won't share it, won't divulge your secret. And if you feel that you're divulged, then you chose the wrong person. If you feel that you're divulge your secret, then you have chosen the wrong person. It's his duty not to divulge the secret. Is it? إني رأيت أحد عشر كوكبا والشمس والقمر رأيتم. Talha's incident is proverbial. We heard about him and Umm Sulaym, right? That he lost the child in infancy. And whatever happened between him and his wife, she didn't mention it until the morning. So he was perturbed and he comes and relates it to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What a big burden was, my infant child passed away and my wife didn't tell me anything about it. Now, when he's mentioned Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you had some intimacy, yes? Allah Pak will give you something very great. Now that whole grief, everything is changed. Allah Pak gave them beautiful children, and all of them were ulama and very wealthy. Not only qaris and ulama, but they were very prosperous as well. Or the whole grief has been transformed into happiness. That's now the beauty of relating. Relate, mind is settled, you're at ease, your expectations and hopes in Allah improves. But you don't relate now, you're carrying a burden, stress, you know, shout someone, fight with someone else. But that's all the problem because of you not relating. Even if it's a guna. But now, you related, now you know all right, how must I handle the situation. I messed it up, caused a problem. But in the future, how must I handle it? You not related either of pride, or you feel that your sheikh will then divulge your secrets. So then, it's the wrong person that you spoke to. Why do you speak to him? Why do you keep him as your mentor? So, Yaqub al-Islam is an old wise man. La taqsus ru'yak. Don't relate this dream to your brothers. Now, they are coming in the progeny, in the family of Nubuwwat. They will know exactly that this dream refers to some senior, very great position. Whole dream, all of them are bowing down to you, but it refers to that you'll be posted to a very high, lofty position, and they will be subjected to you. So don't relate it to them. Because now, man, he's got shaitan as an enemy, nafs as an enemy. This child here, hey, such an insignificant thing, he doesn't do anything. And he's going to be posted, elevated above us. How can we ever allow it to happen? Just wipe him out, eliminate him. That's the mind would say, right? Eliminate him. Just now he is going to be standing over us and calling the shots. So how can you see this thing here? We're supposed to be calling the shots. He's supposed to be taking instructions from us. And now he's going to be elevated and he'll be over us. Can't see this thing here. Don't relate this dream to them. So that's why the hadith says that fuzu, that you'll be successful in your ambitions by concealing your plans. You want a plan, conceal it. Don't divulge the thing. You want to open your plans, then you'll have people coming and trying to be obstructing you, preventing you. They'll be envious against you, they'll be jealous against you. So do your thing, but don't go and make an advertisement. In Gujarati they say, Machi khavrao, pan machi ni dar ni batao. You prepare a nice plate of fish. You may share it with your friends and all that, but don't show them what's the sauce. Don't show them the sauce. Now you show them the sauce, now they'll know where it is. So you're doing some business. Do your business. Don't tell the whole world where you're getting your products from. Because you know, they know about it, now they start competing with you. Oh, you're getting your stocks from here. So this is what we need to do. And the third person will do the same thing, the fourth. What is muqaddar will happen, but insan unnecessarily that he worries. He knows the source, he knows the source. So what's going to happen to my business? Rather, don't tell them. See, you save yourself from anxiety and worry. One friend of mine was telling me that some Pakistanis had gone to China. So they went there to the plant, right? So I told him, before you could complete the story, I told him that the Chinese may have allowed the person for the first time, and after that, that Pakistani or Indian wasn't allowed in the factory, the workshop. So yeah, so what? How you made out? So no, that Indian or Pakistani is too sharp, right? When he went to the factory, he made out exactly how it happens, how it's made. One shot, he was just see it once. He didn't know exactly how the thing is done. So a Chinese, he lost out his business. It took him so many years to develop that thing. This person had to just see it once. He got the idea and he copied the same thing. So that's what they do. Now Germany will design a motor car, for example, right? All the latest things are put. Automated this car, driver, all computerized and everything, right? And then Japan will buy one car with all the ideas and then sell the same thing at one tenth the cost. See, it took them, how many years it took them to develop the thing? All they had to do is just buy that car. Buy the car, it is big knuckle of the thing. لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك. Don't relate your story. Your dream, don't relate it. You see this. Every story, every page in this story got so deep lessons. Business lessons. What type of lesson you're finding in this thing here? لا تقصص رؤياك على إخوتك. وكذلك يجتبيك ربك. Allah Ta'ala will also select you, He will choose you, like He has chosen your fathers of old. Fathers of old, they were selected, and Allah Ta'ala elevated them. Allah Ta'ala will select you as well. We also understand that it is a man's duty to have good hopes in Allah Ta'ala. You see some good sign, so build your hopes in Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will favor me, inshallah. So a good dream, or some good event that happened, and you have good expectations in Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala wants you to have high expectation. That is why He gave you some basharat, some good news through a dream or something else, but He gave you something good news. So understand that it's coming from Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala means good for you. Allah Ta'ala will favor you in some way. So we understand to have good hopes in Allah Ta'ala also, it's a duty, it's not just an optional thing. We have good hopes in Allah, inshallah, Allah will favor me. How it will happen, when it will happen, Allah knows. But a Muslim's duty is to have hopes in Allah. Even if in one situation you fail, things didn't work out like how you wanted, and how you planned, or how you envisaged, but don't worry about it. Allah will open up some door for you, Islam. Something will happen, and Allah will open up a door for you. One person was here. So he tells me that he's got a child, and the child got a deformity or something. I was many years, about 30, 35 years old. So I just told him, inshallah, you'll become a very wealthy person. He's talking about a child being deformed, Right. And rightfully, inshallah, you'll become a very wealthy person. Now, today is very wealthy. So how you raise our sin? No. تُنْصَرُونَ وَتُرْزَقُونَ بِدُوَفَائِكُمْ. Because of the weak and the disabled, you are helped, you gain blessings. But because of that weak or because of the disabled person, deformity, but you're getting blessed like this. So when we are looking at the situation, we're looking at this child here now, deformity, incapacitated now, we lost all our motivation is killed, we don't have any drive now, this child here, we have to take these kids. Kallun ala mawla is a total gross liability. See that? وَهُوَ كَلٌّ عَلَى مَوْلَى. It's just a liability for us. Now, why look at him negatively? Look at him positively. He is the key to the success. See, we got this building, we got this property, we got all this came because of this child. So he is the luck. So we need to take good care of this child. You see, when the English took over India, right? Or 1980s, about 1800 somewhere, they took control of India. So people in big positions were favored, right? So they came across one old man. He had some high government position in the Muslim rule. Now it came to English rule. So the English wanted to pension him off and continue. You know, like how we had this affirmative action 1994 somewhere, and then non-whites that were in some senior positions, they would retire them and give them a payout, you know, in hospitals, schools, all that. So they were given a choice, alright, we'll give you this payout, and we'll boom. So here, high position, and the English told him, what do you want? You want that allowance should remain as long as you are alive, or it should continue after your death. You want an allowance, but the allowance must be till your death, or it must carry on perpetually in your family. So that Muslim old man says, "Oh, I want it just to my death, to the point I die." So they sign all the papers and all that. His children and family all start. They start scolding him. What's wrong with you, man? What would you have costed if you allowed it to continue after death? So you see, had I asked them to leave it perpetual even after I die, then all of yours would have made dua that I die quickly and you can enjoy the wealth. Now I asked them to leave it to my death, so you'll all make dua that I live long. As long as I'm around, you'll enjoy. See the bite, how it works. Right? So this child that is weak is a deformity, right? But he is the key to a lot of success. So don't treat the child as a liability, even in your mind, even within yourself. He is a luck. A lot of things will come out of it afterwards. Inna ma'al usri yusra. So Allah Pak wants that you have high hopes in him. Don't break your hopes. Something happened, try again, what's wrong? Why you don't try again? Try again. Something will happen just now. Something will open up for you. كَذَلِكَ يَجْتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ وَيُعَلِّمُكَ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ وَيُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ. So Allah will perfect His favors upon you. Don't break your hopes. Don't break your expectations. Don't break your motivation and drive in Allah. Just let it carry on. Work also, do something. Not that you stop working, work, but your hopes in Allah Ta'ala must be great. Allah Ta'ala will look at me favorably. He is my Rabb, He loves me. He'll make things work. This is a small maneuver, you know? It's just a small hurdle. I just have to cross the hurdle, and Allah Ta'ala will open things for me. So don't ever treat that as a problem. One man was, you know, he's from Spingo, he passed away some 15, 20 years ago, he passed away. So he was telling me about the family that he married. He married someone in Amzinto. Those years, 1920, he married, right? So 1920, 1910 you must have married. So he's telling me, you know, I got married in that family, and that man had so many daughters, about 10 daughters. Hey, he was loaded with wealth. Buses, that time bus was a big thing, like that Kumbis, so that was bus. He had all the wealth, shoppers, buses, everything. But as the daughters started getting married, then the barakat also began to depreciate. Because now he had 10 daughters, one got married now, so proportionately the barakat decreased. Second one decreased, third one decreased. They all married, everything finished. So what he saw as a problem, that was really a barakat. As the key was going on, the barakat also began to diminish. That's called the diminishing faraka. Diminishing faraka. You see that? Anyway, that's a different term in this use. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي يُوسُفُ وَإِخْوَتِهِ آيَاتُ لِلسَّائِلِينَ. See, so many stories, so many lessons, right? So, in the story of Yusuf and his brother, there's so many lessons. آيَاتُ لِلسَّائِلِينَ. Just put a mud there and see what out. آيَاتُ لِلسَّائِلِينَ. So many lessons for you to learn. See the beauty that's coming out. حَسِينُوا كَيْ كِسَّ مَا بِي حُسَنُ وَتَعِمْ. When he's talking about beautiful people, there must be some beauty in their stories. See that? Beautiful. Beauty and the stories also were beauty. So Allah wants you to have hopes in you. Don't break your hopes. Allah knows why some hurdle came in your life. Sometimes you may have been a very proud person, you know, my way or highway, you know, I am the boss, and people just listen to me. Now, if that mentality carried on in you, then you would have become bloated, and that could have been your recipe to Jahannam. So Allah Ta'ala puts a small hurdle before you, and now that hurdle becomes your Jannah. But now you see that thing, you feel down, you feel nothing of yourself, a very lousy person, you feel very, very humble of yourself. And that humility becomes your key to Jannah. If it does not like that, then you would have become an arrogant person, you would have become Firaun. So Allah has saved you. So that problem really became your Jannah, the cause of your Jannah. So just think and see things in right perspective, in correct perspective, and you see things working out for you. Allah Pakdufi Nasibkan.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم لك الحمد بما هديتنا، ولك الحمد بما أكرمتنا، ولك الحمد بما سترتنا، ولك الحمد بالقرآن، ولك الحمد بالأهل والمال، ولك الحمد بالمعافاة، ولك الحمد حتى ترضى، ولك الحمد إذا رضيت يا أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين، يا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا أرحم الراحمين. ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا دائما وهدى قيما وعلما نافعا. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اجعلنا هادين مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين. سلما لأوليائك وحربا لأعدائك. نحب بحبك من أحبك ونعادي بعداوتك من خالفك من خلقك. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. اللهم اجعل خير عمري آخره وخير عملي خواتيمه وخير أيامي يوم ألقاك فيه. اللهم أصلح لنا في ذريتنا. اللهم أصلح لنا في ذريتنا. اللهم أصلح لنا في ذريتنا. اللهم اهدنا لأحسن الأخلاق لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت. واصرف عنا سيئها لا يصرف عنا سيئها إلا أنت. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من منكرات الأخلاق والأعمال والأهواء والأدواء. اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا وأكرمنا ولا تهنا وأعطنا ولا تحرمنا وأثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا وأرضنا عنك وارض عنا وأرضنا عنك وارض عنا. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.